Hello everyone, I'm Spas and I'm an addict. It's a great privilege and honor to be here today and to share with you a little bit of my experience in recovery. Closer, huh? Okay. So it's a great honor and pleasure to be here today and to share a little bit of my recovery with you, and I'm very thankful for that. So, first of all, I'm feeling a little bit nervous. I can feel it. I can feel the blood through my veins. Whoop, whoop. But it's okay. It's not the first time I'm feeling like that. So, what should I say? I'm going to tell you how I got to NA, and So I was used for 20 years, and then I had a very good friend. We used together, we've been in the treatment centers together, we did a lot of things together, and then he disappeared for 6 months. I was alone, physically and mentally destroyed. And one day he called me 6 months after he got disappeared, and I was surprised. So he asked me, "Are you home?" And I said, "Yes." I was, of course, I was high and drunk. And he said to me, "Come down, please. I want to see you." And I got outside, I saw the same person, but I was talking with a different human. No, he was happy, smiling, clean, physically good. And we sit on the bench outside where I live, and he started to talk about higher power, 12 steps, and meetings. And I just said, "Okay, we talk in a different languages," because I was drunk and high, and he was clean and sober in recovery. So back then I saw in that person, because I knew the person, we did a lot of things together. I mean, everything. When I say everything, literally everything. So I said to him, "Okay, so there is something. If someone with the tie come that day and tell me about NA meetings or the program, no, I wouldn't believe it." But I knew the guy, and that day I took a decision that I want to stop using drugs. And 6 months later, I went to a withdrawals. And then first I got to AA meetings, because where I live there at that time there is no NA meetings. And first 3 months I was visit AA meetings, and I was travel every week 200, 300 kilometers sometimes, just to go and to be in an NA meeting and to meet the people from the meetings. So at that place, I understood that I'm a sick person. I'm suffering from disease of addiction. And I learned a lot of things there, and someone told me you should go and do service the first week. And then first year and a half, we did a lot of service, hospitals, institutions. And like I said, I was visiting for 3 months AA. And there was a girl in the meetings who was also a drug addict. And someone said to us, why don't you start a meeting? So we start a meeting. We still have it. I'm clean since 2008, 1st of February. And we still have that meeting. it's very small, but we still have it. And then I got a sponsor. He introduced me to the program, to the steps. And this program saved my life, actually, because I know that if I didn't stop back then, today, I'm not sure that I will be still alive. I'm not talking about prisons or hospitals. I can't say it for sure, but yeah. So my life, today I have the life I always wanted to live, even beyond. I went through a lot of death in my recovery. People around me, and but thanks to the tools, the program, and the sponsors I had, I went through all this. Then the most difficult part came up, the relationships. So first year in 2 or 3 months I didn't have sex because someone told me don't go to a emotional relationship. But how? I have one time sex and then I'm at the very beginning of my recovery. So I followed that advice, and I'm very thankful for that. So anyway, we went to the relationships. My first relationship, it was great. And then break up, and I got obsessed. It was the hardest time in my recovery. At the end of the month of obsession, I said to myself, okay, I'm not go out of this like a normal person. Never again. Because it was very hard without substance, with those strong feelings. But thanks to the meetings and the people from the meetings, I went through all this clean and sober. And yeah, and then everything started to improve. The relationship with my family, my work, everything. And sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. Okay. So what should I say? Also, I'm going to share something else, which is a part of my recovery. I was so lucky to have, I have a friend. They know me in my active using, and then they saw all the process of changing, growth, and they helped me a lot. It's two people. They're nothing to do with the addiction. I mean, normal. But I'm feeling so lucky that I have them. Today I have so many friends from NA and so many friends that I can call when I need to. I can't describe it. It's yeah. So actually, I don't know what to say. Really, I'm stuck. Yeah. So what should I say? The first step for me was very important. Yeah. First time when I did the fourth step, and it took so much weight of me, you know, and it opened the how I can say the road, to recovery. I don't know what to say, anything else, really. I do. So, I really blocked, you know.
It's
okay. So anyway, what should I say else? I mean, I can say many things, but right now I'm really blocked. Yeah, outside I'm a big guy, but here it's like... This is the truth.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me share. Really.